Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alexandra Betters of GalacticConnection.com, and today is January 28th. Oh my God, where has the time gone? 2014. And this is my regularly scheduled radio show on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on Station 2 BBS Radio. And today I have decided to invite back one of my favorite speakers, and that's James Gilliland. I feel it's a very appropriate time to have him back on to discuss some of the current things that are going on. I don't really want to spend too much time on his bio. You can always get a lot of that information on the landing page at GalacticConnection.com up on the BBS tab. But just a little recap, James is a minister, a counselor, and he's also a very well-known lecturer. He even has a couple of books. Oh, gosh, not a couple, a lot of books. And he's very, very well known for his eSETI Ranch. If anybody has not been there, I highly advise you checking into it. It is an amazing experience. I keep hearing it from everyone else. It's my intention to get my butt up there soon. So anyway, James, I just wanted to welcome you again. Thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on the show again.
Yeah, and so I understand you're in Hawaii right now.
Yeah, I'm over in Maui, and I just finished a lecture at the Temple of Peace, and it was kind of nice because we only had like 3 days notice and the room was packed. It was standing room only with people sitting on the floor and lined up standing. It was quite amazing the response that we got.
Nice. Well, see, it shows your reputation precedes you.
Yeah, or it also shows that people are really hungry for this information, and they're ready to step up to the plate, you know, and get some things done.
And for those of you that are just getting on this radio show for the first time to hear James, he is very well known for being a total, just absolutely convicted light warrior. I mean, people are so amazed by his commitment to getting the truth out and really firing people up to become more empowered. So James, that's where I really want to begin with you. I understand you were down in Mexico and you had mentioned on your newsletter that you ran into some pretty intense energies down there. I am hearing this across the board from a lot of the emails I'm getting. And I wanted to know, what are you feeling about why there's such an intensity now?
Yeah, it seems to be happening everywhere, and people are meeting their greatest challenges. And I think it's a combination of things. Is one, it's kind of the Earth is evolving, and she's moving to the next level, you know, in her ascension process. So everything is coming up everywhere, and there's a lot more energy coming in from galactic plane, from other places in the universe, and we've got huge pulses coming in from Lyra and all these other systems that we keep getting these huge gamma ray bursts, and that's changing things. Our fields are down and more cosmic energies are coming in, you know, and the sun's been doing its thing. So it's a combination of things that are happening. And what I'm seeing right now is that the dark arts and even the unseen energies that they work with, the unseen negative energies, are really kicking up. And, And, you know, it's getting really, really crazy because they're scrambling to hold on, you know, to hold on to their network, you know, and their network, the old grid, you might say, or the Archon network, everybody has a name for it, is just being torn asunder. It's falling apart, and they're doing everything to retain their power and wealth. But the problem is they gained it at the expense of others. So it's just by universal law, they're not going to be able to maintain those kingdoms.
You know, it's true because they're getting pummeled on every corner of this planet.
Yeah.
You know, and I, every day I'm just getting that much more excited because you can really see the cracks. They're becoming much more evident. What is your feeling about this whole thing with HSBC today? Did you hear about that?
No, because I've been kind of out of the loop here, but no, I mean, what's the deal? I haven't.
Well, basically what hit, and this was on a legitimate, you know, news article, and that was that HSBC is now really not making available funds to specific amounts of money to existing clientele in specific locations. And huh. And then on top of that, what hit was that the Bank of China is no longer making certain cash amounts available either.
Wow.
This was
Now, I did hear, even on a smaller level, that they said that there were people trying to pull their money out, you know, out of for certain things and getting large amounts of cash. And they were like interrogated as to, you know, and some of them couldn't get it, you know, so...
Yeah, and I think what really hit me, you know, being an economics major, was I watched a video that was all in Chinese, okay? It was from a Chinese mainstream media, and one of the comments that was made that was translated in English said something about the, the retraction of the money supply, and I immediately got a red flag because...
Yeah.
People don't realize that the reason that we experienced 1929, where two-thirds of the population basically starved to death, mm-hmm. is because they pulled the supply of money back. And that's what they were basically saying on this program. Now, I'm not saying that two-thirds of the population is going to die. Please, people, don't misunderstand me. But what I am noticing is something really major has changed within the banking community.
Well, definitely. You know, I don't know what the end result of all of that, but I know the banking community is not a sustainable program, that whole community, and especially with, you know, the massive bailouts, you know, and the extreme, the dispersal of wealth, the way it's going on right now. You know, I was listening to this one guy talk, and he says, you know, that is the most insane and sick practice you could ever imagine, is have somebody sitting on trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, what do you need trillions of dollars for, or even billions of dollars? I mean, that establishes your character right there. If you're not using those funds and that money to help humanity and the earth and with the ascension process, that right there, that establishes your character and what you're all about. And people need to take a good hard look at that. And also look behind the lamestream media. They said all this entrepreneur is doing this, or like Gates is doing this and Gates is doing that. I say all these things and I look at what he's doing and it's actually the opposite of what they're saying. So yeah, he's saving children, you know, with immunization. And then you look at the statistics and you find out, like in the case of polio, there was 12 cases of polio, you know, and then the next thing you know, you find out there's 45,000 people either crippled or dead from polio after the immunizations went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, things of that nature. And you just look at this and you go, this is about as sick as it gets. You know, we need to really look at these people and their agenda. And I know over in Hawaii, they're having a big battle. I had Margaret Willey, who was great because she wrote the bill against the GMOs to get them, you know, to ban the GMOs. And I had her on the show, and they were waffling on whether the mayor was going to sign it. And I said, okay, everybody. And I put her on both of my shows, and I said, you got to get up and call the mayor and get after it, you know. And I guess she went on some other shows too. And it put enough pressure on the mayor where he actually did sign it.
Good.
So there's
fantastic.
Yeah, so there's a little victory there, but they want to go further. And on Maui here, they're having meetings actually, I think today and tomorrow, on that about the GMOs and trying to stop them here on Maui. So, you know, it's quite interesting, but they're scrambling. You know, everybody's finding out who they are, what they're doing, what they're growing, and they're pretty ticked off about it, you know, especially the locals here. So I think we're in the middle of, you know, I think America's going to have its own Arab Spring, and whether that revolution is peaceful or otherwise, I'm really hoping it's a peaceful revolution, but it's a necessary entity. It's going to have to happen, and hopefully it can be done peacefully.
Yeah, and it's a cleansing of that old program of, oh, you know, the government is my mommy, you know. Seriously.
Yeah, you've got a dysfunctional mommy. If that's
yeah. I mean, like, come on. You know, I remember having conversations with my parents a long time ago saying, I just don't understand you guys. You keep talking about how the government is here to support you when you get older, and they've set up all these programs. And I'm like, but don't you get it? Don't you get why there's – I mean, it's not like the government does anything for you unless there's a hidden agenda.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what about all the people – where'd all the money go from the people that never collected Social Security, you know, the people that died or the people that just didn't need it and never, you know, you don't hear about those figures. So, you know, all of these programs are just siphoned off.
Oh, yeah, they're siphoned off into the war and drug smuggling.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, it's all siphoned off until people realize that, you know, I listened to, I just heard an interview with John Lash and another guy, an Irish guy. I can't remember his name.
He's good. I like
him. Yeah. But together, it was amazing what they said, and they just nailed it. You know, they said, you know, we have some pathological predators, you know, at the top of this hierarchical ladder. When you climb the ladder of power and wealth and get up to the top, these people are just pathological predators, and we have to treat them as such and deal with them on that level. And it was quite an interesting interview. It's pretty intense, but you know, I didn't finish and I need to listen to the second part of it, but, you know, it's pretty amazing, and people need to rise up and take a good hard look at what's going on. And, you know, as we said in the other shows, you know, I people say, oh, you're fear porn, you know, you're being negative or whatever else. And I said, no, I love humanity and the earth. And because of that, I'm pointing out some things that are going on that we need to take a good hard look at with brutal honesty. And we can't just sit on a rock and eat goji berries and do yoga and think that everything's going to be okay. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Well, not only that, the intensity of the surfacing of the secrets and the mystery and the subterfuges, it's going to become more and more intense until such time people take action. Period.
Yeah, it's simple. You know,
very
but,
simple.
You know, I think even good old Jesus said works without deeds, you know, words without deeds are dead, you know, and the same thing. It's like, you know, thoughts without action is the same thing. It's all part of the process. We have to work body, mind, and spirit, and our physical bodies are being assaulted on a huge scale by, you know, by the chemtrails, by the GMOs, by the, you know, the Gulf oil spill, the core exit, now Fukushima. All of these things have been orchestrated. These aren't accidents.
No.
And until people realize, you know, who's behind all this stuff and the agenda and how all these things fit right into the, you know, the Illuminati, New World, whatever you want to call these people, you know, the controllers, and they fit right into their agenda, then they're going to see the big picture on and follow the ladder up. You know, as you go up the hierarchical ladder of power and wealth, you get, you know, to some very sick pathological predators, and those people are actually controlled by unseen forces that do not like humans. They would like to see most of humanity gone.
And the majority of them are off world.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And people have a hard time with that. I just heard a great interview with Michael Sala, and I think it's Jerome Corsi, you know, but he has a more of a little religious spin on it, but they're spot on. And when they're talking about how we have been hijacked by this Nazi regenerate ET regime. And they're spot on, and people have a hard time. They can't understand that. But if they look at the history of the earth and what's really happened, you know, when we went over there and supposedly won the war with Germany, we took the best of their best and all of their people and brought them over and established, you know, set them up in NASA. And we also set them up in, you know, we programmed our CIA exactly the same way they did. you know, the same program. And so these alphabet agencies and a lot of these have been infiltrated by these same groups because they were so good at what they did. And unfortunately, they moved into positions that they shouldn't be in. And so we have to take a long, hard look at that. And the same thing, the same unseen energies that Hitler was involved with are still at play now, you know, the Archons.
Well, you know, the only thing I would disagree with you on is not even necessarily infiltrated, but the entire Nazi movement literally just took over the military.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just literally took over the research and development. You know, this is where you have your RAND Corporation, your Tavistock Institute, you know, all that stuff. You know, they didn't go down to South America like a lot of people think and just kind of do their thing down there. No, no. They literally made an alliance with the American government.
And oh, yeah. The heads of the CIA, there's two key people. I forgot their names. I think it's the Dulles brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's some other people were involved in that. But they took all of Hitler's mass amount of wealth that he amassed, you know, with the wars and invested that in the stock market and other things, and basically took over a huge portion of our own stock market and other industries and things like that, and continued to run that empire right here.
Exactly.
You know, Grandpa Bush was heavily involved in that, and he was brought before Congress, you know, before the same thing, and told him, you know, he had to get rid of some of his assets and things. So it was quite interesting. But, you know, the history, if you just look at the history, everything got moved. it didn't get destroyed. It didn't get nothing ended. It just got moved.
Yeah, it was like a lateral chess move. And
yeah,
a lot of people say, oh, that's conspiracy theory, which drives me nuts because, number one, if you define conspiracy, it's two or more people, you know, speaking about something in the back room and planning to do something behind closed doors, which is the definition of the government.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. Theory, there's nothing theoretical about it because there's a ton of evidence to show that it's not theoretical anymore. It's exactly. Evidential.
No, this is history. I mean, this is history. It's factual. The evidence is overwhelming. And it, you know, most of it goes back to the big coup with Kennedy. That was a coup. And when they took over, you know, Kennedy stood up to him. And when they took over there and assassinated Kennedy, from then on, that same group, you know, just got in charge of everything. And we just went downhill from then on.
And, you know, you brought up the chemtrails. You and I talked off air regarding that. What do you feel is the reason why there's been such, in my estimation, there's been a radical increase in the chemtrailing in the last 7 days in particular? I've heard it from all over the world, but in particular here in Southern California, we went from kind of a respite period for a while. We were going, wow, there's like blue skies. I can actually see the stars, you know? And now they've gotten very tricky. They do a lot of stuff at night, but they literally are just blazing the skies like in the old Bush days.
Yeah. I think they're giving it their last shot. They're way behind on their program. And they haven't been able to turn everybody into neutered zombie robots yet, which is their ultimate goal. And so they're just really kicking it on full steam ahead. And that's what it looks like. And people need to pay attention to that because I've gotten this into discussions. And I'm actually hanging out with Michael Murphy over here on the islands. So,
yeah, good.
Yeah, and talking to him a lot about it. And I told him, we were talking about it. I said, you know, I said, we just have to get back to basics. And it's very simple, like barium, bad. Aluminum, bad. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, strontium, bad.
Exactly.
You know, it's not that complicated, you know, and all these other little biologicals and everything else that are coming down are not good. They're not in our highest and best good. And it doesn't take rocket scientists. And I think, like a lot of people's intellects are running amok and there's a lot of disinformation in there and they're trying to steer it off and saying, oh, they're trying to block Russia from hitting us with their HARP technologies, you know, and so we're doing it to save the people. So next, so actually you're going to kill off the masses eventually and put them all on timers and totally collapse their immune system and to save them from some Russian device. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, nobody's actually paying attention. You know, they say global warming. Oh, we're doing it to stop global warming. Well, the problem with that is the Earth is cooling down.
Down, exactly.
And there's record low. You know, some people say we're moving into a mini ice age. And I know over here in Hawaii, it's really cold. It hasn't been this cold in a long time. And right now, it's just been pouring rain, just incredible rainstorms going on. So the weather here is definitely not, it's not picking up, you know, it's not global warming here.
Do you think that, going back to what you said about the chemtrails and blasting our immune systems and that kind of thing, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday about this, and I had to laugh because as hard as they are working at trying to take us out in any way, shape, or form they can, biologically, I'm saying, you know, there is something to be said, especially from my perspective as a practitioner working with homeopathy and essences and alchemy. I definitely see our bodies just becoming stronger and stronger. I mean, there gets to be a point, James, where the body is so brilliant that it will build the immune system to counteract that which it's getting blasted with.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand there's a lot of garbage out there, like Morgellons and things like that, which I do want to talk to you about. But there's also the flip side of it, which is the miracle to all of this is the more they've been doing this, it's almost as if the bodies on the planet are becoming more and more armored.
And, you know, too, it's like, I mean, I know you guys, I guess it's okay to talk about the implant removal things that you're doing and,
sure.
and the other oils and things like that, which I can't wait to check that one out. And
I know, I can't wait for you to get your package.
Yeah, experience that myself. But there's also other things happening where new healing technologies are coming out at the same time.
Yes.
And the people that are paying attention, that are awakening, are having access to these new technologies. And it seems like the people that aren't, are just going to be, you know, the wheat's going to be separated from the chaff. So, you know,
you're
the people that are just going to stay stupid and not align themselves with this higher consciousness and energy and not wake up, unfortunately, are just going to be weeded out. But it's not, that's not a natural process, unfortunately, though. The people that are doing the weeding are not, they're inhuman, let's say. They're just not, they're definitely not working in our highest and best good, although some think they are, but they've been duped into believing that. But the bottom line, you know, this Morgellons thing is they've tried everything to cure Morgellons, and it's just not working. And everybody's coming up with these new cures and that cure. And I've experienced it myself. I had dark field.
Really?
Yeah, and looked at my blood, and the guy goes, oh, man, you've got, you know, they were telling me I've been hit by everything. And I've had radionic treatments and things like that. And they just said, you know, you've been hit by every chemical, every nerve agent, every ELF wave, you know, everything that people.
You must be doing something right, James.
Yeah, yeah. you know, I'm surprised you're still walking. And I do take a hit. And my body right now is recuperating from some of that, some of the hits I've taken. But they're coming out with some new things now with Morgellons where they ping it with an EMP pulse.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that's taking it out is to build these EMP pulse generators. And, you know, if you go to morgellonscure.com, I think it's morgellonscure.com, and check that out. They actually give you the plans. And I think everybody should have one of these in their basement and subject all their friends to this and build these things everywhere because – we really need to get this out of us because it is turning us into an antenna as this stuff takes over. It's, you know, the scientists I know that looked at this object, they said this is Satan's dream is what they called
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the most hideous thing. And, you know, I think about, okay, who would even create such a thing? And second of all,
exactly.
who would implement it?
Yeah,
and we have to look at that about what's going on. Who would create these things first off, and who would implement them? And when you find out that how many scientists, bioengineers that were working for the government have been knocked off lately because they know what's been created and what's going on.
Well, God, weren't there like they took out 22 of them like 3 months ago or 4 months ago, something?
Oh,
like
yeah, that. Yeah. I mean, if the numbers are just going up like crazy, and you. you look at these people's history, and they all work for the government, you know, and they work for in the biowarfare, you know, programs and things like that.
It's interesting you bring this up. I got to tell you the story. Hopefully she doesn't mind, but there's an individual that works for one of the governmental-oriented labs, let's just say that. And she contacted me about some bizarre thing that happened to her. And, you know, when I scanned her and tapped in myself with the information that I was given, it was totally apparent to me that all of the employees that work at this laboratory are actual guinea pigs themselves, and they don't even know it.
You look at the the Batman thing that happened, you know, with the murderer there. He came straight out of those labs.
Yeah.
And he was definitely part of that mind control program. He was there working for them, studying it, doing it, and he became a victim of it himself. You know, and if you look at the guy's eyes, you know, his eyes, I mean, he's just pure crazy. When you look in his eyes, you go, what did they do to this guy? You know, he is just...
They so mutated his DNA that he can't even be human. But you know, I was also going to say, my husband and I have been working on the exact thing that you brought up, by the way, since about 97. We've been putting together a alternative quantum field healthcare system. Nice. And we're tweaking it, and it, you know, it involves everything that you can imagine, you know, your orgone, your scalar wave, your zero point, your tachyon, your, you know, you name it. It's an all-encompassing thing. So when you look at it through that perspective, there truly is nothing that we cannot cure. And I'm saying that from the standpoint of I'm not going to go out on a limb where, you know, the FDA is going to go, oh, you're trying to cure something. What I'm trying to say is the body is so brilliant. It is so incredibly brilliant. And if we are able to really get the way quantum physics works with the body, it's a no-brainer, James.
Oh, yeah. I've worked with people that are actually working in the quantum field.
Totally.
And it's amazing what they've come up with. And they've come up with this nano platinum and gold and things of that nature. And then they use that to actually create an antenna for the higher conscious energy of the quantum field. You know, and I've watched people, you know, with certain diseases just heal up in 2 days, which is unheard of. And these things you have to have a major surgery for, you know, to cure these things. So, and they have these other little devices that they strap onto the person right over that area. So there's a lot of things coming out, but a lot of these guys are on the run. I mean, they can't set up shop, or they can't even be in the United States.
Yeah, it is. It's unfortunate. But you know what? It's starting to diminish. And the reason I say that is, you know, look back, say, even 10 years ago. You know, somebody as harmless as Hulda Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
And I mean harmless, not because she wasn't just an absolute amazing contributor to alternative health and was able to document everything, you know, chemically. But, you know, she wasn't, like, getting out there, ragging on the government or anything like that. And they made her life absolute hell. They chased her into Mexico. You know, they shut her down a couple times. Guess what? People are still taking her products.
Oh, yeah. I have some of her products. I have the zappers, and I have the latest one. And
right.
A lot of things like that. So.
And isn't it true, James? It's all it's very much based on basic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty basic. I mean, a lot of the Rife technology and the other things, and they're expanding on that now. There's no reason. We have everything we need to conquer disease, you know, even poverty. We could have totally fuelless energy right now. I know people that have devices that they can shut down these nuclear reactors like tomorrow and put these devices in there to run the dynamos, and it would run them, you know, forever. You know, no fuel, nothing. So...
Right on.
We have that technology right now. We could shut all this down. And we really have to, because those are all ticking time bombs. You know, people have not really looked into this. But the bottom line, if the grid goes down, all those nuclear reactors become nuclear bombs and massive nuclear bombs, as we've seen in Fukushima. And if the grid goes down, they've only got maybe a week's worth of diesel there and generators to run you know, if the generators survive whatever takes the grid down. But that being the case, let's say the grid does go down, you know, you're not going to be pumping gas. All the highways can become gridlocked. And how are they going to get the diesel over to these reactors to keep them running, to keep the water pumping, to keep them cooled down? It's just insane. The safeguards are not there to have another Fukushima. And in each one of these reactors is a tipping time, you know, ticking time bomb. So
yeah, it is. And, you know, the other thing I think that we need to remember is we would not be as far along today if we did not have intervention from our star families and our galactic assistants. There's just no question about it.
Oh, I have photographs from NASA that show ships parked right in front of the sun. And when the sun throws off a kill shot, a huge, massive flare, they've actually extended their fields and blocked it.
Wow.
Took the hit. And these are NASA photos. And so, you know, a lot of people go, what do ETs have to do with me and everything? And I said, well, you know, you'd probably be in the dark ages right now
totally.
If it wasn't for them, you know, assisting us and helping us to get through these shifts and changes.
Oh, my God. Please, can you send me that link? I'd love to put that up on my site for everybody.
Yeah, it's in my, actually, it's if you go to eSETI in any of my talks, my recent talks, I actually show those photographs and talk about, you know, any of the talks I've done at the conferences that we have there. It's in there. And then there's a lot of other amazing speakers, too, that have talked about similar things. So all those DVDs, you know, are there. I can probably shoot you a couple pictures.
That'd be great. I'd love to put that up there. And then I can just divert them over to your website. But,
yeah.
Hey, James, tell me, what is your feeling about the sun and the fact that it's supposedly already flipped or is in the process of flipping?
Well, the North Pole flipped already. The South Pole is just hanging on for some reason. It didn't flip. And, which should have sent a huge, you know, kill shot towards us as it does every 11 years. We should have had another Carrington effect or something similar, but it didn't happen. And there was other things involved. I don't know if you've heard about it, but there was another conspiracy, you know, that they called that, where there was some nukes that disappeared. And
yeah.
The nukes that were disappeared and the collars for those nukes were set up to be EMP blasts. And that were designed to take down the grid. And there was a plan to actually blow those off and knock the grid down at the same time this pulse came in to take us out. But by the same group, you know, the same Illuminati New World Order group.
Correct.
And, you know, a lot of people ask, they can't wrap their mind around why they would do that. Why would they take down the very people that they've dominated or controlled or things like that? And there's two reasons for that. One, they're totally set up. They don't care. They're all ready to go. Two, when the people wake up to who they are and what they've done, they're the enemy. You know, they are the enemy. They are so afraid of us waking up in mass and figuring out who they are and what they've done that to them now we're not a commodity. We're not cattle anymore. We're the enemy. They're very afraid of us because we are waking up.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at the Ukraine and Bulgaria and Egypt and Greece. You know, people are just not taking it anymore. I mean, it's gotten to the point where they have so destroyed the country of Greece. It's just repulsive.
Oh, Yeah, look what they did in Libya. You know, they totally demonized Gaddafi. But when you really do the research, you know, the guy, everybody there had a home. They had an education. If they had a kid, they were given like $5,000 or $7,000 or something like that. They all had a vehicle. You know, they had a really extremely high standard of living there. And he was doing all these massive water projects and everything, you know, to help out the people in his country. And he went over the edge there. She said, hey, we're going to go on the gold standard and I'm going to unify Africa and we're all going to, you know, get our own monetary system going and kick out the international banksters. And that's the whole reason why we went into Libya.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Al-Qaeda, you know, Al-Qaeda was there to do that. You know, and people, I don't know why people can't put two and two together. If Al-Qaeda supposedly took down the trade center, they're the enemy. So now why are they working for us and why are we sending them arms if they're supposedly the enemy? And And if you really do the research, they weren't the ones that took down the Trade Center. They were Egyptian.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, you know, it just goes on and on. Like, everything that we're shown and told is just a big story, a big lie. And when you look behind the, you know, you pull the curtain back, you know, and you look behind the curtain, you know, you'll see a whole different entity standing there at the controls. And it's not who you think it is. And as I said before, you know, we do have just several families, and you know, that own all the corporations and the banks and everything else. And then above them, you've got some unseen energies that they've sold their souls to. And these beings do not care whether we live or die. They'd like to see all of us in pain and suffering. They feed off of that.
Exactly.
And that is the answer. That's the third answer, is why would somebody do something like this? You know, why would you really think about it? I always tell people, is it a human act to just level a whole city and kill all the men and women and children like Fallujah and some of these other places indiscriminately, just totally level a whole city. When you give orders to do things like that and kill over a million, you know, people over there in Iraq and things like that, or I think it's more than that. I don't know how many people they've killed.
Oh, it's like a gazillion. And if you think about the way that they're approaching it through the drones, so that the individual that actually might have a conscience can't see what they're really doing. And, you know, the children and the families that are being taken out, hundreds. I mean, there's so many complaints in Pakistan. And
well, they do double taps, too. People don't realize that, but they'll take out. There's a wedding, and there might be the possibility of one so-called person that doesn't agree with their system or going against the government, right? So they'll take out a whole family, and not just a family, but all their ancestors and everything else. They're all together there at this wedding. They'll take out the whole group just to get one person that may or may not be there. And then after they do that, and all the women and children, everybody are laying around dismembered and torn to bits and half alive and everything. When the first responders show up, the ambulances and everybody else, they hit it again. They do a double tap, and that is like beyond sick. That is not human.
Well, and the other thing, James, is not only is it not human, but we have to understand, as a planetary unification perspective, it is literally the soulless ones, the heartless one. Why do you think they're called blue blood? You know, why do you think they're called reptilian?
Exactly.
Okay?
You know,
they do not have red, warm blood coursing through their veins. They don't.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's very obvious right now. And that's what I tell people. They go, well, you really put me on a downer. You know, you're really putting, you know, I go, go watch that movie V. You know, it's.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like, right, they spell it all out, exactly what's going down. The only thing, they don't go far enough with it. They don't tell you the real forces behind all this stuff. But they do show you the psychopaths that are running the country and their mindsets and things like that. It's covered very well, you know, in that movie.
Well, the thing is, though, this should not be depressing people. This should be catalyzing people to get off their couches. This should be empowering people to start seeing all the incredible changes that are already starting to happen. I mean, for example, okay, this is small, but it's big. There are quite a few countries now that have rejected all GMO products that come from the United States.
Exactly.
Okay, that's huge.
And you really think about it, it's like all of these alternative talk shows out there that have been covering this, that, believe it or not, a lot of these people are listening to, are the ones that really nailed this down and brought all this information up into the light.
Yeah.
The real information, you know, the lamestream media didn't do it.
No.
And, you know, so basically it's that, and it's just the network. It's the human network of the people that do really care about humanity and the earth that is rising up to make these things happen, and that's what needs to happen. We need to rise up and take a good, long, hard look at our leadership and every institution and look at what they're doing, look at their history, what they have done, and just make a decision that I'm not going to participate anymore in this. I'm not going to involve myself. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to start standing tall and stand in my own divinity and start saying it like it is and telling, you know, everybody around me what's really going on. And that That's what needs to happen right now.
I think people are still comparing us to the days of like the 80s where, good God, if you had a phone conversation about this stuff, because I can relate. I remember back then, you know, my life was threatened and everything else. And it was a scary time, James, but I don't feel that intensity now. There's far more light on the planet. There's far more protection on the planet. You know, there's far more compression of light on the planet, which is compressing, you know, the dark as well. So they're having to cope with their own crap just like we are. You know, this isn't like surfacing, you know, we don't have to deal with all of our shadows and surfacing and our own garbage that we haven't coped with more than they do.
You know, the thing about universal law, these people think they're beyond that. They think they're beyond karma. They think they're beyond action, reaction. The problem is that their attitudes and emotions and their actions are all in their fields. They're holding on to all of this energy, and that puts them in a very dense frequency, and that frequency is not frequency specific to where the Earth is going. So they can't continue.
No.
Their reality, their kingdoms, their even their physical bodies cannot continue, you know, with where the Earth is going. And so it's a no-win situation. It doesn't matter if I'm here or not, or you're here or not. It's going to happen. You know, we all need to do our part to help as many people as we can to get through this shift. You know, and people say, well, why do you hate these people? You know, why do you have so much hate in your heart for these people? I don't. And I don't fear them either. And a matter of fact, I feel sorry for them, because what they've painted themselves into a corner. And the only way out is to totally shift and shift their energies and their resources and everything into the awakening healing process. And that is their only way out. And these other beings that are not going to shift in that direction are going to be taken out. And they're in the process of being taken out, which is quite interesting, because we brought in one of these beings, and we're talking to the original Anunnaki, the ones that still operate under universal law and that have the Council of 12 with 6 men and 6 women. Well, they returned, and they're calling forward the fallen ones, the fallen Anunnaki that they left behind, that got into turf wars and created all the religions. And that's where we got the image of the bearded god from, these guys. And they also made alliances with, Marduk made alliances with the reptilians and some of the regenerate ETs. And now they're putting an end to that, along with the other star nations that are getting involved, which are our ancient ancestors. They are the temple builders. So they are all returning now, and they're doing a huge cleanup process. And they told me they have about 70% of the recall finished, and they've got about 80% of the real nasty regenerate ETs taken care of, and it's just going to continue. I don't think they have much longer to continue here, as well as the dark hearts. They're not going to be able to function here either as well.
Well, and I'm really surprised that you hear that from people, that they think you're so full of hatred towards these guys, because I don't pick up that at all from you. What I do pick up on is the fact that you're just trying to really point out to people the reality of this situation and recognize that we're in the driver's seat. I mean, we have more power now than we've ever had before. We just have to recognize it, you know, number one. Number two, you know, one thing I'd like to bring up and remind people is Cobra mentioned the last time I interviewed him, James, he mentioned that the major archon of the Vatican was going to finally be brought down.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty huge. For him to come out and say that, something really major must have gone down with the light forces. And some sort of negotiation or whatever. I mean, I don't know what it's required, because they don't talk about it. You know, there's too many lives on the line. But, you know, to hear that and then to see some of the ramifications that are going on in the financial system, instead of looking at everything and going, oh, my God, the sky's falling, you know, just look at it and realize this is exactly what we really do want. You know, it's not our system. This is not the system we would have ever built. We would have never built a system where people are dying of starvation and there's territorial wars and, you know, people getting blown up by drones. I mean, that's not us. Why do we want that? We don't want it. We want it to die.
I mean, even our own military, the people that were duped into believing that they're serving God and country, which are actually serving the corporations, you know, in their quest to control and steal all the natural resources, you know, even in sovereign countries, are waking up and realizing that, you know, they've been injected with they've been experimented on, they've been injected with everything under the sun. Some of them are put on timers, you know, and then they have their benefits taken away after they've been set up, and they've been exposed to, you know, the Gulf War and the depleted uranium and all those other things that are happening that have been done to the troops. And they're all starting to figure things out too, thank God. So, yeah, and so that needs to happen as well. They needed to wake up and get back aligned with their oath, you know, as well as all the anybody who's sworn, you know, in to serve the country, whatever agency you're involved with, is we have to get back and realize we all took an oath to serve the people and the Constitution, not the corporations. And when we do that, we can put an end to this tyranny, you know, and this Gestapo program that's being put into place. I mean, we just need to pull the plug on it, because all these things are being financed,
yeah,
you know, by us.
Yeah.
You know? And we're participating in our own demise, and we need to put some heavy pressure on there saying we're not going to support this anymore. And any leadership that does support this, you're out.
You know, James, tell people what is the best solution for them to feel like they're taking some sort of action, even if they perceive it to be something really small and minute.
You know, there's so many things we can do. One, we need to educate ourselves, because consciousness is cause. So we need to, on the level of consciousness, we need to really get in touch with our higher self, our main teacher and guides, or make our own personal God connection, whatever that may be to you. There's many ways of doing that, through meditation, through getting out in nature, getting away from things, and sit down and shut up and tune in, you know. It's very simple. That's one of the best ways to do it. Or there are some teachers that can transfer that energy to others and help them out, but I would be very wary there, because if a teacher is not empowering you to make your own personal connection, then you're giving your power to them.
I agree.
And there's a lot of that going on out there. I'm just blown away, because I see a lot of these gurus, and they put on the robes and they wrap the towel around their head, and they spew out the same old nonsense, which is part of the program, which mm-hmm. keeps people enslaved, you know, and disempowered. And everybody's worshiping these people, rather than going, you know, everybody's, they're being external again and putting all their energy outside of themselves, or waiting for this guy to tell them what to think, how to behave, what to do. And they're not going within and connecting with their own unique soul purpose and figuring out, you know, who they are, why they're here, and getting clarity on what's happening all around them. And that's really important right now. You know, there's so many things, you know, we can learn how to heal unseen negative influences. If we did that in mass, it would be great. We can call on these angelic realms, the ascended masters, the higher dimensional beings, the ultra-dimensionals. We can call on all these beings for help, which I think is so important right now, yeah. Because we cannot, I hate to say it, but this has gotten so bad, I don't think it's fixable on this level. We're going to need some extreme help, some extreme technology to turn this thing around, this planet around, and they're waiting.
Yeah,
they're all just waiting. They're saying, make the call, you know, set the intention, you know, rewrite your contract, you know, your agreement. Get very clear with who you are, what you want, and ask for help, and start going forward in that direction. That is so important right now, because they have the technology. Once we've gained the wisdom and enough of us wake up, you know, that critical mass or 100th monkey, it's mm-hmm. going to shift. And that's what we're in the process of doing right now. And on the physical level, we really need to start seeking out, you know, a lot of these alternative healing methods, as well as get very close to the ground with everything you do. You know, take your shoes off, walk on the ground, do your practices, whether it be yoga or Qigong or something. You know, that's part of this. It's all part of it. And also, too, when you eat close to the ground, eat organic. Mm-hmm. Stay away from all the processed foods, and your water is really important. You know, there's some healing waters out there, like one of the guys I work with created this crystallized oxygen water, where he actually crystallized oxygen and stabilized it, and he puts it in a microhydrant, and that's Langenberg water, if you want to check that out.
I just bought the most kick-butt water system, and it works through a scalar wave, and you know, it has like a specific ray of light going through it. It's just, you know, it's incredible.
I just heard about that.
Yeah, it's just the most cutting edge thing, and we're really happy with it. We love it.
Yeah, I'll have to check more into that. Actually, today I just heard about that, and I was going to look into it. But I know this other water, it's like a whole array of technology to create this oxygen water. It's very complex, and it's out of this world. And, you know, oxygen's the highest systemic antibiotic you can get.
Yes,
can,
it is.
Yeah, increase your blood oxygen and raise your pH. You know, cancer's anaerobic. It'll back out of your system. So, and all these little viruses and bacteria just explode on contact with this crystallized oxygen. So I really suggest that, and there's other technologies I need to look into, like the one you're talking about. I'm sure there's a myriad of ways of cleaning up our water. And there's some new technologies now, and I can't go into detail, but we have technologies now where we can take polluted water, run it through a system. It'll come out as healing water, and on the other end of it, it takes the pollutants out and actually burns them to generate electricity in a plasma generator. And it generates enormous amount of electricity. It runs itself, and it also cleans up the water. So
right
you have,
on, right you on. Know, that's awesome, James.
Situation. So I know that's coming out right now. There's a lot of other technologies that are coming out right now to clean all these things up. And some of these guys know how to negate radiation. You know, we've known how to get rid of radiation, the waste, for a long time. But the problem with that is the people that actually make the waste are paid billions of dollars to clean up the waste and store the waste and everything else. So they don't want solutions. They want the cash, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, again, that's the problem. We need to really get educated and look into these things and how corrupt they are and just say, hey, you know what, this is going to kill the planet if we let this greed and this unbridled, you know, these people, their lust for power and wealth is just insatiable. It's unbridled. You know, we have to take a good look at these people, who they are, what they're doing, and how it's affecting the planet, the Earth, and hold them accountable.
I really agree. I also think this is a fascinating time to look at, you know, for example, to look at all the people that have come through on the implant removals. One of the core things that I bring to, you know, fourth in the essences is to assist them in stepping into their mission, okay? So it's like what I'm seeing across the board all over the world is this actual grid that's getting lit up, you know, over here, over there, down here, and people are starting to – it's literally more of waking up to realize that something that you thought was really not a big deal, something mm-hmm. that you thought that really wasn't contributing that much is really a pretty big deal, because you are going to create a new way of dealing with that issue or problem. I'll give you an example. I had a guy call me one day. He had monstrous issues with an ex, and she was very psychotic, and his heart was broken because he didn't have access to his child. And she was playing the game of, you know, holding the child back from him. And mm-hmm. And he says, you know, I really want to start a blog. I said, do you understand that when you heal yourself through this experience, you're healing like countless others because it's vibrational. You're going to be attracting other people that are vibratorily going through that same experience. So we all need to understand it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter how psychic you are. It's wherever you are that you feel so much passion to try to either fix the problem or bring a resolution to it or have a different perspective. If you bring that forward, you're healing a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a few people I'd like to put in line for that one. You know?
Yeah.
A few exes I think that could very much be of assistance there, you know, you know, in that program. But, you know, it's sad because I, you know, in my field, and all of us have experienced that, is that there is a lot of, like, Manchurian candidate or monarchs or things like that out there, and things happening that people don't even know about by these unseen negative influences that will jump into those closest to you, even your family, and they'll do everything to turn your life upside down.
Yes.
And divert you from your sole purpose and your path and just make your life a living hell. But a lot of them, you know, I'm not saying this to create more division or separation. I'm saying we have to identify this as a problem in each case, even some that I knew that were sent to me to create this situation, I still held space of being loving and supportive and assisting them in their healing process the best that I could. Some just couldn't break away, and some made choices, you know, to go back into that system because it was all they knew, and it took care of them, you know, that the old Archon network. And so,
you know, James, I got to interject for a second. This is something that I was taught by a mentor. It changed my life. Quote, there is a difference between being part of your family or part of a structure of relatives. There's a real difference. The most of the people that are listening to this interview, their families are probably pretty dysfunctional.
Yeah.
You know, I should say they're relatives. You know, your true family is not typically who you grew up with. It's just not normal.
Yeah, Yogananda covered that. You know, he said, you know, you have your biological family and you have your spiritual family. And he said, you know, you have to accept your biological family. You know, if your brother's a thief, you have to accept that and do what you can to try to, you know, divert him or maybe even separate yourself from that and let them, you know, finish out whatever karma they've got. But he said, you hang out with your spiritual family because they're the ones that feed you and assist you in your, you know, evolutionary process.
Yeah, and build you and help you become all you can be to your ultimate potential. And that's what James and I want for everybody that's listening to this interview. Hey, James, we're getting to the top of the hour, so I wanted to tie it up with, do you have any last words of wisdom for what you think is coming around the corner in February?
Boy, I've been seeing, you know, from February on, especially March, a lot of things unfolding and, you know, all the way into July, actually, I've been seeing a huge push, you know, a lot of movement for people to wake up and stand up, you know, and get in touch with their own divinity. That's happening very fast. And I'm seeing a lot of these programs that just aren't aligned with the new energies coming in, just being shaken to their core. This old grid is just being torn apart and those who work within it. And there's a whole new grid being pushed in, pressing in very hard by these higher dimensional beings and by the universe. The whole universe is participating in this. So the 5D grid is pressing in very hard. So, you know, the more that we can just surrender to this higher consciousness and energy and release the past and call out for help and, you know, focus on love and joy and bliss. And I always tell people make love, you know, your practice in everything that you do. Love and kindness, and also set boundaries with those who are not practicing love and kindness. We need to do that just as well. And love ourselves at the same time, and love ourselves enough to set those boundaries and take care of ourselves, because some of us are so extended out. We're like batteries, we're leaking, we're looking for love and acceptance and approval outside of ourselves, and we're looking for all these other groups to take care of us. It doesn't work that way. We need to pull energies back in, because then we won't be these leaking batteries anymore. We'll be charged up and we can be empowered to fulfill our own unique soul purpose.
Hey, that's why they tell you when you get on a plane, you better put the oxygen mask on yourself first and your child next.
Exactly.
You know, we got to stay strong. So thank you, James, for all you do. I just so honor your passion and the fact that you never stop. It just blows my mind. You're like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of us really esteem you and from the standpoint of how much you've gone through to continue doing what you do. And so I really honor you for that. And I just want to thank everybody for listening tonight. If you have any questions, feel free to drop me an email. And also visit James' website at worldpuya.net, right?
No, actually, eSETI.org is the best one.
Okay, the best one. Okay.
And there you can check into the other radio shows, World Puja or the BBS radio, and all the other things that we have going on.
Okay, cool. So you got it, everybody. Thank you. Have a great night, and you all take care and stand strong and be the masters that you are.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.